Welcome to Casting from the Server Room with Matt and Nick. Today is January 19th, 2006.
My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. There's a noise in his head and he's out of control. And yes, it frustrates. Let's let him make his own mistakes. On the dance floor, watch him go now. Boy, those moves, I just don't know how. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. He's only 22 and he's out of control. How's he living with all of that? Unforgiving. On the dance floor, watch him go now. Boy, those moves, I just don't know how. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. There's a noise in his head and he's out of control. He no longer listens to A-sides. He made me a tape of bootlegs and B-sides. And every song, every single song on that tape said exactly the same thing. Why don't our parents worry about us? Why don't our parents worry about us? My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. He's only 22 and he's out of control. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. There's a noise in his head and he's out of control. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll.
Ah, there we go. That was a good song. I like that one.
Thanks. Picked it out myself.
Cool. That's cool. That's a good jingle.
So, new week.
New week, yeah. New podcast.
Thursday again.
Thursday.
Friday morning for anyone listening to this.
Yes. Nick will be modifying it or editing it tonight and putting it out. We'll listen to tomorrow.
I'm the new sound editing guy.
You know, when we do our intro, should we say tomorrow's date? Because they're going to be hearing it tomorrow.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. Well, unless, you know, people could stay up late and listen to it when we put it out at 11 o'clock or whatever.
If I get it out tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, well. We'll just say the date of today. This way they think we're not outdated by tomorrow.
True.
You know what I mean?
It's not a bad idea.
So, it works for us.
Now, you sound really good tonight.
That's a new microphone. We're borrowing it from our friend DJ.
Yep. And actually, we also got another microphone from Rich. It's both of them proven to be very useful, actually. I think we have a good range on our voice now.
Yeah. Less feedback.
Yeah. We're using the XLR connector now on the mixer board. Before, I had an XLR and we had a quarter-inch connector.
So it sounded kind of quiet.
Yeah, it did. Actually, yours was always coming in lower volume.
So now my horrible voice is a lot more loud.
Yes.
And comes in a lot clearer. Okay, so... what's first on the list, Matt?
Well, first thing is Firefox has released an update to their browser.
What version number?
They're up to 1.5.0.1.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious.
That's really?
Yeah.
What's a fix?
I have no idea. We're actually getting ready for the show, and actually when we started to record, it popped up saying there's a software update, and it tells me there's an update.
Does this have to do with that, that whole ping link thing, did you read about that?
I saw something briefly about it, but I'm sure you have more information.
No, I just knew that they added support so that if you click a link, that link could theoretically have a number of servers that the browser would have your machine ping. Like a ping back sort of thing.
Now, was that a feature of the browser or was that a feature of a website?
It was a feature of the browser that it would allow these kind of links.
Okay.
Maybe someone put up a stink about it that they decided to take it off? I don't know. I'm just guessing. I didn't know they updated it.
And is it considered a security risk or like a virus or a Trojan?
Privacy concern?
What about Internet Explorer? Does Internet Explorer support the ping feature?
I don't know.
Okay, I guess we
I never heard about it until people start talking about the new Firefox version.
All right.
So, you'll let us know more when it's done installing.
Yeah. That was a very poor story.
I didn't know that was on the list, so.
Okay, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, we do have a couple things, and we do have a program to review today, so we're actually excited about that. It's been a lot of fun.
You did a lot of hard work.
I've been playing around with it. But we'll first go into the news stories. First thing is Google won't pay. I'll let you go into that one.
You haven't heard about this, huh?
And I really haven't. I haven't been...
Okay, well, like, I think a month ago, Bell South, or one of the nasty telcos, started talking about how they wanted to do a tiered internet kind of a price point. I can't explain it, I guess. But where they would have the website. That's getting edited out. The websites, the websites pay Bell South to have premium internet access through their networks. Am I ringing a bell?
Actually, now it is, yeah.
So, not only do they get the customer's money, but they would get the websites for allowing them to get, you know, unrestricted access, premium access. So, they might restrict, say, in this case, Google's access for not paying the premium. So their site might run a little slower than someone who does. So Google's come out and said, we're not going to pay it. It's crap. The customers pay to access our websites, not the other way around. You know, we pay our ISPs for access to the internet, which in turn those ISPs end up paying the telcos. So it all works out already. There's no need to pay these premiums. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sounds like, if I just review, it sounds like they're saying, if you don't pay us, we're going to throttle your...
Yeah, basically.
So, isn't that extortion? Or
I don't know if that's the right word, but yeah. It seems kind of silly. They want to be paid multiple times for the same thing.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I haven't been paying too much attention to it. I saw you did trigger a memory on that, but I kind of blew it off and didn't pay attention. But that's a big deal.
It's a pretty big deal.
Now, how is that going to affect the small website?
Well, that's the biggest problem. How would you do a startup? How would... You know, someone mentioned today when I was reading, you know, what if websites had to start charging a subscription just for any of their services at all to make any money, you know? So it kind of just, if it got out of control, it could be pretty devastating just to the theory that behind the internet, you know, free access for information.
Right.
So it's kind of just a bad move, in my opinion. Bad PR move. So.
Now who's
good for Google. Makes Google look like the good guys.
Which is really... tough lately because they've been doing some pretty bad things.
Well,
not
Google
bad.
Video is atrocious. Yes.
Yeah, Google Video is bad.
That's pretty bad.
But their Google desktop is junk.
I don't know. I've never tried it.
But Picasa, I like Picasa.
Yeah. The Google pack is a joke. So, well, everyone's already heard about
all
this crap. So.
Alright, so Google's not going to pay for premium access. Now, another story we saw was about Microsoft releasing Service Pack 3, or not releasing Service Pack 3 until 2007. This is one of their updates. I'm not sure what's going to be in the update. I'm sure there's going to be a collection of hot fixes that we've seen already, plus some probably additional security features like we've seen in Service Pack 2.
You think there'll be new features? Like crazy amount?
Yeah,
like,
you know,
Service Pack 2 had quite a bit of new features in it.
It did. Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if they include support for things like, you know, and that includes additional support, but better support for Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably revamp their wireless support.
Again?
Again, yeah.
I mean, it needs it, but...
Yeah. You know, I'm sure they'll do other things. I don't think there'll be a major GUI change, but...
Mm-hmm.
Do you...
What is... Don't tell me the metronome's on.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay. It's off. It's off.
yeah, so Service Pack 3 is going to be one of those things that we as network administrators are going to have to push out. And, well, the nice thing about it is it won't come out to 2007. And when did XP came out? 2002, right?
Was it 2002 or 2001?
I don't remember.
Maybe late 2001?
Yeah. For some reason, 2002 is sticking in my head, but, you know.
Well, I'm not sure.
Yeah, if anybody knows, let us know. We do have an email address.
Because we're too lazy to look it up.
Right. But let's say if it was 2002, we're looking at 5 years between release date and Service Pack 3. Is that right?
Isn't there when's their normal end of life? Is it like 10 years for end of support?
I'm not sure what the policy is. And they extend it, like they extended Windows 98
Windows 98 isn't supported anymore. So is it? Okay.
I think until June of this year, but I'm not positive.
Okay, well that's not 10 years, so
right.
I'm wrong there. Still, actually, we're pretty good about that.
Yeah. so
can't buzz him on that one. So, I don't know. Service Tech 3, I'm not looking forward to it.
Well,
hopefully we've moved on by that point.
Yeah.
By 2007.
And it's going to be right around the time of Vista anyway, so
yeah.
We'll probably be trying to push out Vista and Service Pack 3 to deal with that type of stuff. And who knows, they may cancel Service Pack 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have the Windows XP Service Pack 3. Now, one thing that we just found out is that iTunes version 6.02 supports sharing your video files.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
So just like sharing your music, now you can share your video files on the local network.
Now, it's interesting. We talked about that a little bit last week when we talked about the freeware, shareware, not shareware.
Open source
app.
iTunes.
Thanks. We're all over this one.
Yeah.
And how you can share your music out with iTunes and then use our tools to grab the information. Well, it looks like the version 6.02 allows you to share your videos out, which is a great idea. For example, if you have a laptop hooked to a television, like, you know, we all should, you can install iTunes on it, download your videos from your main one, and then stream the TV shows that you purchased to it.
I wonder if our tunes will natively be able to download video.
That's a good question.
I bet you it would be able to.
If it just grabs file types, whatever shared out.
That'd be pretty cool.
Because our tunes is not really designed to play music, just get music.
So. Yeah, pretty much. So, that's a big deal. What do you think about this whole mini store thing?
I turned it right off. I didn't like it. And in case people are wondering what the mini store is, in the new version of iTunes, if you take a look at your library, when you play a song, a little mini store pops up at the bottom that recommends songs based on what you listen to.
I kind of did use it a couple times.
Did you?
Yeah, it's not bad. Like, if I wanted to see if... You gotta stop breathing in your mic. I think we both do. Anyways, if you want to see if an artist has different albums, like I'll go play one of my artist songs and see if it has more albums of them, the same artist, or things like that. I don't know. It's been semi-useful. I don't use the music store a lot, though. I don't think you do either, so...
No.
It's really not, you know...
There is one thing that's good. If you're a fan of the show Monk, have you ever seen...
Yeah, I've seen Monk.
Okay. Well, there's a free episode online.
Is there?
Yeah, you can click on it. I think it's... At least the last time I checked, it was second from last, so...
I did download one episode, because I was really bored on a car trip. I had everything out, so I had all the office, and I was like, I'll download an episode of Monk. Christmas episode.
I downloaded it. When I saw that there was a free trial episode, and it was actually funny, because just a day or 2 days before my family had gotten together, they all talked about how much they loved the show. So I told them, oh, it's available on iTunes, just because I had seen it. And then I went to check it out, and I saw there was a free episode. So I grabbed
it's okay, but the guy just keeps, like, washing his hands, and, you know, every episode he gets obsessive-compulsive and then solves the crime. It's like...
Yeah, there was something that they said he... can't wear clothes unless it was inspected by number 8.
I don't know. I don't watch the show.
A big case of OCD.
So, you know, it's kind of interesting, but it's pretty good for whatever station it's on.
Right.
TNT or Superstation or something. I don't know.
All right. So iTunes now shares video. Big deal. That is a big deal. I'm not putting it down.
Not a huge deal, but
nice
pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So.
And the last news topic we have is... the MacBook Pro.
Yep. Just found out today that actually they've got it booting into the Vista press any key to continue option of the boot CD. That's as far as it's gotten so far.
That's
as far as it's gotten so far. Yeah, great.
that's very promising. I guess the way they did it was by taking the boot files and moving them to a flash drive. And then booting off the flash drive and somehow going through and choosing those boot files, and then it launched up and got the press and a key to continue.
Awesome. I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't read it. I just looked at the pictures. Neat.
Yeah, you see the press and a key to continue, and I got the screenshot. That's pretty neat.
I wonder what it did after that. Just freeze up, didn't do anything?
I don't know. He said more to come, so we'll have to check the blog tomorrow.
Whatever. It'd be pretty cool. Pretty good first step.
So. Yeah. And there's definitely a good reason. I mean... A lot of people say that running Mac OS X on Windows computers or regular Intel-based computers would be a pain because they'd have to support so many different drivers. And then you get the same driver argument when people talk about installing Windows on the Mac, but there's very
few
models.
Not quite the same. Who said that argument? not quite the same argument. I think I brought it up. You can tell me. It was me. But I didn't mean it like
I
that.
I'll put you on the spot.
I meant for, say you run Vista on it, right? But no one's ever released drivers for the specific hardware for Mac OS X. I don't have any idea about what it's going to take to run Vista or XP on this laptop. I'm just saying. Say ATI didn't release drivers for those video cards. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how it's going to run. I don't know the difference. Don't be pushing my hand. So, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, say running games on the Windows side, or say you dual boot with Windows, and you don't get the best performance out of it. I don't know. You know, who knows what it's going to entail?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I do see third-party drivers as being a problem. Not third-party drivers, but third-party peripherals.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be 100% supported right away.
Right.
You know. But because there's so few models, it's going to be easier.
Right.
You know. It's not going to be as OS X running on a 86 box is going to be.
Yep.
So.
All right. So I think that wraps up our news coverage, right?
I think so.
It really wasn't too much to talk about this week. We talked about the semantic rootkit thing last time, and
yeah.
I've still seen some blurbs about that, and it's I'm actually really glad that it didn't turn out to be as big a thing as like the Sony rootkit that was brought up a few months back.
Yeah, that ended pretty quick.
Yeah.
Nobody really made a big deal out of it.
So. But. What we do want to go over today is we want to do a software review of a particular program. And I'm sure you've heard that it's been out, and I'm sure you've heard of the main program, but VMware. VMware is a program that allows you to emulate a computer on another computer and then run an operating system within Windows. So you can install Windows Server on a server and then install virtual sessions of the server. And what's really nice about it is if you have a production environment, you can have virtual servers that you can move from computer to computer. So let's say you have a web server and a VMware virtual server. When it's time to upgrade the physical hardware of the server, all you have to do is get the new hardware and then move the hard drive file for VMware to the new server. And then fire up the virtual server and everything is running like it was.
So, you know, old news here. Why are we talking about it today?
Okay, why are we talking about today? Well, not too long ago, VMware released something called the VMware Player. And what the VMware Player allows you to do is play or open up existing hard drive files that were created with the VMware Workstation program. And the VMware Workstation program does cost money, but the VMware Player is free. Now, it's not legal to go out there and just get a VMware hard drive file that's running Windows XP. You need the licenses for it. But where this comes in handy is with things like Linux, which is free. And a lot of actually distributions are now starting to put out VMware Player hard drive files. So what you can do, if you want to try out Linux, and we haven't really talked too much about Linux, but if you want to try out Linux on your own computer, but you don't want to go through the steps of wiping your computer, installing Linux, and trying it, and you've already tried a CD-ROM, you know, a live CD, and you realize it's slow on a live CD, then this could be a good option for you. And it's actually pretty zippy. I'm running on a 2.8 gigahertz Dell laptop, and it runs pretty nice. Now, there isn't a Macintosh version, but you know, no big deal on that. So what you can do is go to the VMware's website, and it's vmware.com/products/player. Now I'll bring you to the page for it, and there's going to be three steps. Steps 1, 2, and 3. Step 1 is download VMware Player, and that's a piece of cake. So I think it's a 20 or 30 meg file. Download that. Step 2 is try the built-in browser appliance. Skip that step. You don't need to do it. Step 3 is visit the VMTN Virtual Machine Center. And if you click on that link, it's going to bring you to another website. That website's going to have a bunch of different pre-configured virtual machines that you can download. Now, they have this one called Browser Appliance, and that's what actually step 2 is. And that's a distribution of Ubuntu that, when you open it up, it basically launches Ubuntu and then opens up Firefox and allows you to browse in that environment. Works well.
Here's a question.
Yes.
Once you start it up, are you free to make changes to the file? It's not read-only or...
Absolutely. You can go through, modify it however you want, change the background, and once you close it, it saves the settings, the temporary settings, to the actual hard drive file, and you've made changes.
Now, what would be cool, actually, do they make a VMware player for just, is it just for Windows, or do they make a Linux version?
There is a Linux version, yes.
So, say you were doing server virtualization on your server, running four or five different servers, but you, somebody else, what's that?
I was paused.
What the crap was that?
Sorry about that. Phone was ringing.
Your phone rang. Yeah. And he talked for like 10 minutes.
Sorry about that. Well, at least in the podcasting time, it turned out to be no time.
Yeah.
It's going to jump right into
okay.
it.
Okay. So,
and you know what you could do? Is you could take the file and modify it and throw in a song while I'm on the phone.
I could, but I'm not going to. So, well, we'll never know now.
Yeah.
I could go back and do it.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I was thinking, say you're really going to go ahead with the server virtualization, running multiple images on your server, and you decide, you know, maybe you can't get your server image working exactly how you want. Someone could actually configure one, you know, make the image, and then give it to you, and you can run this, you know.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of really decent uses
yeah.
for it.
The person who's going to make it would have to have the VM workstation program.
Yeah.
So that is one of the limitations of the VM player, is that you can't use it to make images. You have to already have a pre-configured image.
You could be like, see, here's my image. It's exactly how I did. I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with some kind
right.
of good use for it.
Now, let's see. So the browser appliance, and that works well, but you really want to have a full operating system. If you scroll down, they actually have different platform vendors. There's Novell, Red Hat, Ubuntu, IBM, MySQL, Oracle. They all have virtual machines that are made for their products. But what I really like is the community virtual machines. And these are virtual machines that are submitted in by different people. When you click on that link, you'll find a DSL Linux, Debian Linux, Fedora Core, FreeBSD, SUSE, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, but Kubuntu, or Kubuntu, has KDE running.
Kubuntu. You know, I don't know if I trust other people's images, though.
Why not?
Because they're just little operating systems. I don't know what they do to those.
But it's a virtual thing, you know.
I don't care.
What I'm recommending this to is people who are interested in Linux or Unix, and just don't want to wipe their machine away, because really to do that is a big commitment. You're saying I'm done with Windows, and I want to run all Linux. And of course, there's the option to dual boot, but that's a lot of work when you can just download a couple of files and then instantly be running it. And if you don't like it, just delete the files and you're done. So.
Are those official images?
These right here, they're not official from the company. Somebody made them and put them up, but
see,
the ones on the previous page are.
Custom.
Like the Ubuntu one is.
You stay away
image.
From the image community. You stick with the official images.
Okay, you can do it however you want. But what I'm looking forward to is actually starting next week. I'll be teaching a class on Windows Server 2003 and Linux at a local community college, and I'm looking forward to the class. And last time I taught it, I actually had Ubuntu installed on the servers in the classroom, and it worked well, but it's now out of date. It was an older version of Ubuntu, and I don't want to go to each computer and manually upgrade it, because first of all, the connection to the internet is really slow, and second of all, I don't have the time before class to do it.
So, yeah, it's like a frat T1.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to just throw I'm going to probably start with the Ubuntu image, but I've got the other images. I've been playing around with them, making the accounts I need for class, and setting it up for the lab so that I can just push it out and have it.
That's pretty good, because one of the problems we ran into was we had VMware installed, but it was a trial, so it never really, it did not really work right, or
right.
ran out or something, so that actually works pretty good.
Yeah.
So. Awesome.
Yeah, so that is a program that we highly recommend to people. It's free, so there's no loss to you to try it, and if you been interested in Linux, it looks great. And one nice thing is, if you have a family member, and always, whenever people talk about people who are bad with computers, they always bring up their grandma. Well, if my grandma wants to use a computer and check email, you could give her this solution.
Why would your grandma want to play around with VMware player?
I'm glad you asked. One thing you can do is you can set up the virtual browsing environment and have her browse the internet within the virtual player. And then if she gets spyware, which you want to do anyway,
come on.
you could, you know, if something happens, you could just kill the session.
The truth is, most grandmas don't use computers at all. So you don't have to worry about it.
No, they're just baking cookies.
The only reason they have one is because you told them they should. And they don't even turn it on.
Well, that's a good point. You know why you told them. It's so that you have something to do when you go to visit.
No, because I don't bother visiting.
You're a bad person.
I know. Grandmas, they don't even, I'm telling you, don't even deal with the computer. Just leave grandma out of it.
Yeah.
She doesn't need a VMware player.
And they also like to say their moms. You know, my mom's got a computer.
What about dads? Dads are equally clueless. My dad doesn't know how to run a computer.
Can't say.
He's checking his email now, though, which is pretty good.
Is that good?
Yep, it's doing better.
Actually, my dad's very good. So
wow.
I can't say
anything. See? People are different all over the world.
Now, a couple interesting things with VMware Player. One thing is it takes over your keyboard and mouse, well, depending on the image you have. And what you have to do is when you click on the VMware Player window, your mouse goes inside that virtual session and gets trapped inside the box. So what you have to do to get out of it is hold down Control and Alt, and then you can drag your window, your mouse outside the window.
Oh, they'll figure that out, all that
yeah.
stuff out.
Well, it's really easy because it tells you at the bottom.
Well, then why'd you mention it?
Because I felt like there was something else I should say. I'm like, well,
no, if we're done, let's just end it.
All right, we're done with VMware. Very good. Very good. Okay.
Cue the music. You're all done? I'm starting it up. All
right.
Okay. See you next week.
Oh, wait. Oh, we actually do have one quick thing. We did get together and created an email account. So if you email us, if you want to email us, you can at mattandnick@gmail.com. That's mattandnick@gmail.com.
So we're the only Matt and Nick team out there with Gmail address.
We are, yes.
I'm glad we scooped that up.
All right.
Okay.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. There's a noise in his head and he's out of control. And yes, it frustrates. Let's let him make his own mistakes on the dance floor. Watch him go now. Boy, those moves, I just don't know how. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll.